Hello and welcome to the episode 56 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today's highlights include a birthday, several Beatles and solo recording sessions, and some live performances. On the 25th of February 1943, George Harrison was born in a house in Arnold Grove in the Wavertree area of Liverpool. George was the youngest of four siblings and the youngest Beatle. His father, Harold, was a bus driver and his mother, Louise, was a shop assistant. Double feature for the Beatles in 1961. The lads, with Pete Best on drums, performed at the Aintree Institute and then at the Latham Hall. Both nights were organized by BK Promotions and both venues were in Liverpool. This was George's 18th birthday, by the way. Moving on to 1962, we find the Beatles, still with Pete Best on drums, performing at the Casbah Coffee Club in Liverpool. 1963. During the day between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and between 2:30 and 5:45 p.m., the mono and stereo masters of the Please Please Me LP were completed by producer George Martin and his team in Abbey Road, London. At night, the Beatles performed at the Casino Ballroom in Lee, keeping themselves busy during their one-day break from the Helen Shapiro package tour. And it's time to remind you to please visit www.simonmas.com/support to find out what you can do if you want to help me improving the quality of my free content. Even if you're listening to this podcast months or years after its initial release, rest assured that your contribution will matter and it will encourage me to put out more Beatles-related content. Busy day in 1964 with the Beatles at the EMI Studio 2 in Abbey Road in London. The focus of the day was the recording of some new Lennon-McCartney songs to be used as soundtrack for the first feature film of the band, whose shooting was due to start on the 2nd of March. The band had to polish and complete their next single too. During the morning, between 10 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., vocal and guitar overdubs were recorded to finish off Can't Buy Me Love, whose basic track had been completed in Paris on the 29th of January, as detailed in episode 29 of What a Fab Day. In addition, they started and completed John Lennon's You Can't Do That in 9 takes, 5 of which were incomplete. Can't Buy Me Love served as the A-side of the single, while You Can't Do That was the B-side. In the afternoon, between 2:30 and 5:30 p.m., the band worked on two more songs for the film, and A Lover with One False Start and a complete second take, and I Should Have Known Better with 3 takes, only one of which was completed. Having wrapped up the session, John, Paul, Ringo, George Martin, manager Brian Epstein, publisher Dick James, singer Cilla Black, John Lennon's wife Cynthia and Paul McCartney's girlfriend Jane Asher celebrated George Harrison's 21st birthday with him at the Ivy Restaurant in London, dining on turtle soup, smoked salmon and Chateaubriand steak. In 1965, the Beatles kept working on the set of their second film in New Providence, Bahamas. Today, they were initially filmed once again on the Interfield Road. Then, John Lennon and Ringo Starr were filmed in the nearby stadium of the Bahamas Softball Association. Later still, Paul McCartney was filmed in some lime quarry caves on the island. In 1968, George Harrison celebrated his 25th birthday in Rishikesh, India, with the other Beatles and all the guests of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. There was a sitar performance by George and fireworks. Maharishi gave him an upside-down globe, saying, "George, the globe I am giving you symbolizes the world today. I hope you will help us all in the task of putting it right." To which George turned the globe over saying, "I've done it," to the merriment of the other guests. In 1969, the focus is still on George Harrison. Today, at some point, he walked in the EMI studios to record three demos. Two takes of Old Brown Shoe, one of Something, and one of All Things Must Pass. There is no documentation of personnel or studio used. All Things Must Pass was the only song that was not released by the Beatles. Most likely, these recordings were intended as a means for the rest of the band to learn the songs and come up with their parts. When it came to record Old Brown Shoes, Paul McCartney did adapt one of the electric guitar parts of the demo into his bass part. A version of all the three demos recorded by George Today was included in the Anthology 3 album. Finally, in 1970, Paul McCartney kept on working at the EMI studios, starting at 10:45 a.m. with a playback of all the completed songs for his McCartney. Then, between 11:30 a.m. and 2:15 p.m., he recorded 12 takes of the rhythm track for a new song, Man We Was Lonely. After a break of an hour, between 3:15 and 9 p.m., he proceeded with the overdubs, sharing vocal duties with his wife Linda. The mixdown of the song was completed by 11 p.m. But Paul wasn't the only Beatle working on the completion of his first solo album Today. In the afternoon, between 2 and 7:30 p.m., Ringo Starr was at the new D-Lane Lea studio in London, where he oversaw the recording of a 20-piece orchestra for You Always Hurt the One You Love. After the usual vocal overdubs, the song was mixed in stereo by the end of the session. Time to wrap up today's episode, reminding you that you will find a bibliography of sorts for this podcast in the episode description. Follow the link and you will also find a host of Amazon affiliate links that might be useful to support this work with your Beatles-related shopping. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.